everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with Ed Alexander. Ed is producing and engineering. Master Show for this Tuesday, the 20th of January, 2015. We are coming to you live from Tucson's AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. And of course, we live stream our show, which makes it very convenient wherever you are to hear the program. That's KVOI.com or BuckmasterShow.com. A couple of choices, both will get you to our live stream. And of course, we have the complete show archive at BuckmasterShow.com. All of our shows are there. During the noon hour today, an update on the flu outbreak here in Arizona. We will talk with Will Humble. He is director of the Arizona Health Services Department. 20 minutes past the hour, Tuesday Moneymaker Report with certified financial planner Shelley Fishman. Shelley has, he's kind of got a neutral kind of smile today. There's some good and there's some bad. Shelley will tell us about what's going on today on the market. Bottom of the hour, we'll talk nutrition with Jack Challum. He is the nutrition reporter. Buckmaster live line number 790-2040 for any of comments or questions that you might have over the hour. And of course, our Facebook page, we're very easy to find. It's Bill Buckmaster. Well, the most common strain of flu this year is something called H3N2, which is associated with hospitalizations rather than twice as high and death rates that are twice as high as other strains, according to the CDC. So we have a harsh flu season with a shot that is much less effective than usual. Let's bring in Will Humble. Will is the director of the Arizona Department of State Health Services. Director Humble, how are you?
Hey, good afternoon. How are you?
And I think I may have gotten that wrong. H3N2.
That's correct. H3N2 is the dominant circulating strain this year. Almost no H1N1 this year.
How did they...
H1N1 virus from 2009. That's almost none of that this year in Arizona.
So how did they get it wrong on this year's flu vaccine?
So it's a kind of an interesting story. In order to get the flu vaccine ready to go and into doctor's offices by September, they have to get the vaccine started in about March, right? So In March of 2014, public health had to make a decision about what strains to put in this year's virus, or excuse me, in this year's vaccine. And so one of the key things that we do to make that decision is look at what was happening in South America during their cold and flu season, right? Because the expectation, because they have, when it's summer here, it's winter down there and vice versa. So we look at the southern hemisphere to see what's going on and craft a vaccine based on what we see down there. And that's what happened this year. We made the vaccine based on what we saw circulating in the southern hemisphere. But then in the meantime, in about April and May this year, a brand new H3N2 strain was identified in Switzerland. And that brand new virus came onto the scene and ended up becoming the dominant strain of the virus that we're seeing now in North America. In other words, it wasn't put into the vaccine because we didn't expect it to be there, So it's really a guessing game. It's an educated guessing game every year at the beginning of, say, spring, to make the call about what to put in the North American vaccine. And like I said, the dominant strain is a strain identified first in Switzerland. And that's causing about 65% of the influenza cases that we're seeing in Arizona and nationwide.
Is Arizona considered in the moderate category for the flu this year or severe?
Well, we're in what's now called the widespread category. So, as you mentioned at the top of the show, this H3N2 strain is particularly troublesome, especially for seniors, kids, of course, as well. It's a little bit more severe in those age groups. And right now, we're in what's called the widespread category, which is not a measure of its severity. Rather, it's a measure of its, you know, how much it's going around town, basically.
Would it be a good idea to get the flu shot, even though it does have a minimal effect?
Yeah, well, it will have, if you get the flu vaccine and you're exposed to the H3N2 Texas virus, which is the one that we expected to be circulating, it provides really good protection. In other words, if you get exposed to the influenza virus that's causing 35% of the illnesses across the state, you'll get great protection. If you happen to get exposed to the Swiss strain, then it will provide less protection, although some. So having said all that, the bottom line is to avoid getting influenza this flu season, your best protection is still the vaccine.
And to wash your hands?
And to wash your hands frequently, you know, a few times throughout the day. And also to be considerate of your coworkers and don't go into work when you're feeling poorly. And also don't send your kids to school if they're not feeling well, because that just spreads the virus even more. So the golden rule there, and then hand washing, of course, And the flu vaccine is still the best thing that you can do in terms of protection. Now, most people who were going to get vaccinated have already done it, but I think there's still some available in, you know, some of the pharmacies and so forth around the state.
Will Humble is with us. He is the director of the Arizona Department of Health Services, and of course, there is a persistent, call it an old wives' tale or perception about the flu vaccine, that you will get the flu, possibly get the flu. Chances are better you'll get the flu if you take the shot.
Well, the bottom line is there's no evidence to suggest that getting a vaccine increases your chances of getting the flu. That's an old wives' tale people tell. I think they say it because they're afraid of the needle, but they're afraid of admitting that. So they make up a story about that, you know, oh, I'm not going to get the flu vaccine because it makes you sick, which is absolutely not true. It prevents you from getting sick.
790-2040, 790-2040 is the Buckmaster Show live line number. And Will Humble is with us talking about the influenza. And Matthew has a question for Director Humble. Go ahead, Matthew.
Yeah, Director Humble, given the fact that, you know, clearly the nation has the less, you know, protective vaccine distributed, shouldn't especially Arizona right now lead the way by, you know, encouraging all the locations around the state to start, you know, disinfecting doorways, disinfecting. I mean, I find it ridiculous that we don't see as aggressive an attempt to mitigate the situation, like as if we were suffering. Well, I forget what it was. A few years ago, we had a potential outbreak of something, and everybody was very businesses or and stores were very cautious to start wiping the doorways. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Right. Yeah, I mean,
what about that, Director Humble? Perhaps people take the flu kind of too lightly.
Telling you, when they identify that this is the wrong, that they got the wrong vaccine.
Okay, Matthew, let's let Director Humble respond. Go ahead, Director.
Yeah. Thanks for the question. So, there's a series of things that we do as public health interventions every year to make sure that we limit the spread of influenza. At the top of that list is the vaccine. And as you noted, a new strain came on the scene, and the vaccine is less effective as it normally is. Provides still good protection against the Texas strain, not so much the Swiss strain. But the other key interventions that we look to the literature for to determine what's the kind of intervention that actually works and has a positive return on investment. Those are things like making sure that kids don't go to school when they're sick, making sure that coworkers don't go to work when they're sick, and encouraging everybody, whether they feel sick or not, to make sure that they practice good hand washing. Those things have a positive return on investment. What you're suggesting is, sanitizing and or cleaning of commonly used doorknobs and those sorts of things. I mean, those kinds of things have been investigated in the literature, but for the amount of effort that goes into that kind of sanitation, you don't get the return on investment in terms of lowering the rates of illness in the community like you do with the tried and true public health interventions, vaccination, hand washing, staying away from work or school when you're sick.
Director Humble, I'm going to have to wrap it up, but I do want a quick update, if you can, in about 1 minute. I know that there was quite an ambitious undertaking of your office to integrate behavioral health services contracts in each county now into the state, kind of fold that in. What's the latest?
So we went out to bid in southern Arizona last year. We awarded that integrated contract to company called Simpatico, which was working with U of A Health Network on their bid. And so we made that award a few weeks ago. The one of the bidders that did not win the bid, which is called Community Partnership of Southern Arizona in combination with United Healthcare, is protesting that award. And so we're in that administrative phase where we go through all the due process nuts and bolts to make sure that the procurement was fair, and so we're in that phase of it now. The expectation is that we'll begin that integrated contract in Southern Arizona on October 1st of 2015.
Why is this good, bottom line?
Well, folks with a serious mental illness die 25 years earlier than the general population, and they don't die from a mental illness. They die because of untreated heart problems, respiratory problems, chronic diseases, and one of the things that we're one of the things that we've been working towards, and that this contract is a big intervention for, is making sure that folks with a serious mental illness have the kind of access to regular or what we call acute health care services that everyone else has. We believe that we can make a big gain in terms of quality of life and longevity, quite honestly, for folks with a serious mental illness with that better kind of integration.
Makes sense, Doc. I want to keep calling you Doctor.
I never went to school that long.
Director Will Humble, thank you very much for being with us. Have a great day. Thanks.
All right. Take care. Thanks.
All right. Bye. Will Humble, who heads up the Arizona Health Department as we push toward 1218 on this, the Tuesday edition of the Buckmaster Show. Let's talk finances with Shelley Fishman. That's next.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
The Regional Transportation Authority has completed more than 570 projects to date. Our projects range from new roadway lanes to new transit services, plus new sidewalks and bike lanes. The Regional Transportation Authority also funds crosswalks for added pedestrian safety and new signal technology to keep people and goods moving. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Hi, wouldn't you like a voice like mine talking about your business? Saying things like, thank you for calling, or press 1 for hours and directions. Well, it can. Cox Business offers Voice Manager, allowing you to get a professional voice to record your voicemail greeting. And with my voice, you'll need to warn whoever manages your lead gen data, because your customer base is about to expand. If you don't like my voice...
There's always mine.
Thank you for calling. All our customers are important to us.
How do you like that?
I think mine might be more appropriate.
You don't know that.
I can do fancy accents.
As good as this.
Make a great impression before you answer the phone. Cox Business Internet and Voice Manager is only $84 a month for the first 6 months with a 3-year agreement. Plus, get a $150 Visa prepaid card after online redemption. Bundle and save today. Visit coxbusiness.com. Ends 5/3/15. Includes Cox Business Internet 10 and Voice Manager Essential. Excludes taxes and fees. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
Please join the UA College of Science, which celebrates the premiere of its 10th free public lecture series starting Monday, January 26th. This year's 7 lecture series topic is Life in the Universe, which explores our universe of molecular, biological, and cosmic scale to ask, what is life and how do we recognize it? Each program starts at 7 p.m. More information at cos.arizona.edu. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, and I can and will recommend Shelley Fishman, Certified Financial Planner. My recommendation, if you're looking for someone to take care of your financial planning needs, something I think the vast majority of us need to do. If you're not thinking about it, think about Shelley Fishman. Shelley, how are you?
I'm well, Bill. How are you today?
Doing very well. Being an investor, like just about everybody else in the country, folks are a little worried, a little bit of anxiety about the way the market's been headed this year.
Yeah, the market's been very volatile this year. Mm-hmm. We're, you know, down probably 1,000 points, something like that, off the highs that we entered the year at. Nothing to worry about, I think. There's just so much uncertainty out there right now in so many different areas that, you know, the market is taking a look at its portfolio makeup and trying to determine if some rebalancing is necessary as we start focusing on different segments of the economy. Again, nothing fundamental has changed. I'm not too worried about it. We had some interesting bad news about China over the weekend, where they're looking at GDP now for 2015 at something under 7%. That, you know, you would say, well, gosh, yeah, we're only at 5. 7%. We're only at 3 or 4. You know, how can 7 be bad? Well, 7 is bad because it's down from 8 or 9 or 10 or 11 or 12 a couple of years ago. And when the largest economy in the world, or arguably the largest economy in the world, starts cutting back on imports, you know, that sneeze gives people the flu and the N1D2 flu, whatever it is, as you said in your last segment, that flu spreads around the world.
Should we, as investors, be worried about this oil situation or rebalancing any of the portfolio with the energy sector in mind, Shelley?
Well, it depends on how long it goes on. If you are invested in the oil sector, especially in the oil services piece of the business, you're going to have to ride through some difficult months or maybe a difficult year or two. However, there's a flip side to every story, and the flip side to the very low crude prices right now is, number one, it's like a tax cut for people who spend money on petroleum products through gasoline or heating oil or that kind of thing. And what it's done is it's simply allowed consumers to refocus some of their consuming habits into stuff like automobiles and washing machines and other things that promote the expansion of the economy. It's been good for the economy so far. There are, as we've discussed in the past, some geopolitical effects that we can't really predict. We don't know whether it'll be just enough to throw Russia and Iran into doing the right thing, or will it be so much that it kind of promotes them to act with some degree of desperation? Hard to know. That's not my area of expertise.
The market probably has already factored in the State of the Union address, because the president's pretty much released what he's going to say. It's been out there for quite a while, actually.
Yeah, trying to put the politics aside, and this is very difficult to do, of course, but if you put the politics aside and you take a look at the policies of this president for the past 6 years and what he's about to discuss tonight, these are all middle of the road and in many cases Republican-inspired policies. Now, when you shuffle them together all at once, they sound very progressive. But when you really take a look at them and peel back that onion on policy by policy by policy, each one has had not only Republican support, but very often comes out of Republican thinking, not the far right thinking, but traditional Republican ways of thinking. And as you know, I say this over and over again, I'm a results kind of guy. You know, I don't care whether a policy is right wing or left wing or center right or center left. If it works, and if it's working better than anything else in the world, then, you know,
then go with it, right?
Go with it, or at least, you know,
give it a try.
Mm-hmm. And right now we are the envy of the world because of the way we have stabilized the economy. We're continuing to grow. Those people who have tried, you know, austerity, or it hasn't worked for them. Those people have tried too much stimulus. It hasn't worked for them. But these central balanced policies seem to have so far, you know, you could argue that if we did more stimulus, we would have grown faster, or that if we'd, you know, done less stimulus, we could have grown faster. I don't know the answer to the what if questions. I do know the answer to the what happens question, and that's pretty good.
As we look at the first quarter, getting back to the market has not performed real well, and folks are a little bit nervous. Do you see us settling in here or what?
I see continued volatility.
Oh, you do.
Throughout the first half of the year, I see no reason to assume that some of the things that are spooking the market, in other words, all of the stuff that we can't predict what's going to happen, are going to get better. What's more, I don't see Congress making the problem any better, because I just don't see Congress and the president getting together on some really important issues like tax reform. And so long as there is that kind of uncertainty and we can have these ups and downs that make it difficult for business leaders to plan and commit long-term capital resources, then we're going to have these short-term swings. When things stabilize and businesses are able to invest long-term in capital expansion and other kind of infrastructure expansion in their business, then that stabilizes the markets. But so long as that doesn't happen and we're kind of stuck with the quarterly results that happen the quarter after the quarterly consumption. I mean, that's just no way to run an economy.
All right, Shelley Fishman, what's the best way to reach you?
Buckmastershow.com.
Well,
just go on the Buckmastershow.com and find the link to me, and then, you know, we go on from there.
All right, Shelley. And phone number?
Phone number 940-0884.
And you are available just about 24/7.
Oh, don't go there, but I'm available during business hours.
I just really threw it at you, Shelley. I'm sorry, but I think it's very safe to say that Shelley Fishman returns all calls in a very timely manner. Leave it right there. All right, we'll continue on. Jack Chalom, our nutrition reporter, will be with us coming up in a few minutes, and we kind of began the show talking about the flu, and Jack's got some ideas about ways we can prevent influenza and a cold this very, very troubling flu season. We'll be right back.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 27 years as the place to see fine Persian and top quality imported and antique rugs at competitive, affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery is located in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and on the web at ruggalleryaz.com. Also, look for us on Facebook. Call 571-RUGS, that's 571-7847.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Wednesday, Pima County Supervisor Allie Miller will join us. Also, we'll talk about the UA College of Science Lecture Series, plus the Tucson Museum of Art's blockbuster show has been extended. Buckmaster, noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI The Voice, and always on buckmastershow.com for anywhere in the world live streaming, podcasts, and show archive. Welcome back to all of those joining us. Welcome. 12:34 on the Buckmaster Show here on AM 1030 KVOI The Voice, with live streaming at KVOI.com and BuckmasterShow.com. Once a month, we are honored to have Jack Chalom with us. Jack is a personal nutrition coach. He's one of America's most trusted health writers. He's a member of the American Society for Nutrition. He's the best-selling author of more than 20 books, including Inflammation Syndrome and his latest book, No More Fatigue. And he every month puts out a very popular newsletter. It's called The Nutrition Reporter, and Jack Chalom is the trademarked editor of The Nutrition Reporter. Jack, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you today?
Doing very well. It was very interesting starting the show, talking with the director of health, Will Humble, about the flu. It's on a lot of people's minds. But before we talk about that, I want to inform all of our listeners that they can come out and meet you. You're going to be doing a talk. Is it this Saturday?
This coming Saturday, the 24th, 1 p.m., at the brand new Natural Grocer store. That's 7220 East Broadway, south east corner of Broadway and Kolb. They've got a huge sign on the building. It's pretty hard to miss. And I was actually there Sunday to do some shopping. That was their first day open. And the prices are great. It's just a beautiful looking store.
Yeah, I've had people ask me, what is the deal with this? Is this like a grocery store, or is it a, what is it?
It's a natural food store. They've got a huge supplement section. They've got fresh produce, meats, your kind of like usual groceries and cosmetics that you would find in a natural food store. The company is based in Colorado, and they've got something like 90 plus stores west of the Mississippi.
So this is good for Tucson that they've decided to come and open here.
They've got stores in Prescott and Sedona and Flagstaff. This is their first Tucson store.
Are there plans for maybe some more stores in Tucson?
The Daily Star had an article about a week or so ago. Mm-hmm. They're planning three additional stores. The second one will be at Broadway and Country Club.
Well, we certainly welcome any new business to the Tucson area, and we certainly welcome them. 790-2040, 790-2040, if anyone has any questions about perhaps supplements that could help you to prevent the cold and flu. Jack, what do you normally suggest when people talk about, nobody wants to get the flu, so what can they take to possibly avoid it?
Yeah, there are a couple of things that work preventively in terms of symptom relief, and then they work just as well once you catch the flu. The key here is you've got to start taking all of these things on day one. If you wait till day two or three, they're going to have very limited benefits. Number one on my list is an antioxidant called N-acetylcysteine. You can find it at any natural food store in town. It's usually abbreviated N as Nancy, N-A-C.
N-A-C.
And this is based on a European study published about 15 years ago focusing on seniors. And half the group got 600 milligrams of NAC twice a day during the cold and flu season. The other half got placebos. And when they crunched the data, the people getting NAC had virtually no flu symptoms, even though the blood tests confirmed that a lot of them did actually contract the flu.
Wow.
So that's number one on my list. Number two are zinc lozenges.
Okay.
Again, most effective on day one, and you would have to continue taking them
for probably 3-4 days. Mm-hmm. Sambucol is a syrup made from elderberry. This is really kind of like a tree fruit.
I've had really good luck with this Sambaru.
Yeah, and there have been some great studies.
A couple of I think it's teaspoons a day, kind of just for wellness during the flu season.
Yeah, and again, people can buy this at any natural food or health food store in town. And most of these products have kind of a nice grape-type flavor.
Let's go to the Buckmaster Show live line. Roberta is with us, calling us at 790-2040. Hi, Roberta.
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call. This is my favorite show, and Jack is on.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Yes, I, first of all, I have a couple questions, if I may.
Go ahead.
And that natural food store, do you know if they carry organic foods?
Actually, they do. All of their produce is organic. And then when you walk through the aisles for a lot of the packaged foods, a lot of those are organic as well.
Oh, okay.
Great. Now, I wanted to ask you about N-acetylcysteine because I know it's good for the lungs. And I know it's in eggs, and that's probably why I crave eggs. And I know turkey has tryptophan, but does it have the NAC? Because I do better with that than chicken. Although I'm wondering also if chicken has it, and if it's in fish, and what other food sources there are for the NAC.
Yeah, it's not in chicken or turkey. Mm-hmm. Garlic has some compounds very, very similar to NAC. And what's interesting is that when you look at the folklore about garlic, it is often used as an antiviral, antibacterial to prevent infections.
I was going to add that I take a daily garlic supplement every day. So I didn't realize there was a kind of a connection, similarity between this NAC and garlic.
Yeah, and one of the things, just as an aside with garlic, is when you cut open a garlic clove, you start all these chemical reactions, and scientists have identified more than 200 different compounds, and a lot of them are very close to NAC in chemical structure.
For folks who love garlic, sounds like this is the time to really load up on it. Roberta, thank you for calling.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Roberta calling on 790-2040, 790-2040 for your health and wellness-related questions. Jack Chalom is with us. What would the dosage be of the NAC if you do decide to buy the supplement?
500 or 600 milligrams twice a day. And that's really two capsules that go down pretty easily.
You gave your top three, and one of the top three was that
Sambucol.
Yes, that's one I've tried. I also use something called Wellness Formula, which has it's got a lot of vitamin C in it and a lot of other things, but I've had pretty good success with that.
Yeah, there are quite a few really good immune products out there.
790-2040, 790-2040, the nutrition reporter Jack Chalom is with us. This might be a natural place for us to take our break here, and when we come back, I want to talk about the lead story in Jack's nutrition reporter that researchers are linking supplements and diet to lower risk of depression. That's when we continue on Tuesday on Buckmaster.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman. You know, I've written 36 books. One of my best, I think, is Have a New Kid by Friday. Hit the New York Times bestseller list. Maybe you'd like a new home by Friday. Maybe you're driven up the wall by bugs and the pests that Tucson, Arizona has. Hey, do yourself a favor. Call my friend Shelby Hawkins at 5-Star Termite and Pest Control.
We're 5-Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Do you own a car that's driving you nuts? Does the check engine light or the oil pressure light come on for no apparent reason? At Perfection Auto Works, we specialize in the car that no one else can fix. From a timing belt to a shifting issue, Perfection Auto Works can handle all of your auto or truck repairs. Call 323-8650. That's 323-8650. Visit our website, perfectionautoworks.com.
Sunlink Streetcar, Sun Shuttle, Twin Peaks Interchange, Valencia Road, Houghton Road, Saharita Road, McGee Road. Just a few examples of projects funded through the Regional Transportation Authority. Since voter approval of the RTA plan in 2006, the RTA and its member jurisdictions have completed more than 570 projects to make our transportation network safer and less congested. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Hey, honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with 2 separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion of the Buckmaster Show is presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, where the 16th annual Chocolate Fantasia is coming up. It's a pre-Valentine's Day treasure hunt for sweet-toothed sweethearts and their fellow chocolate lovers. It all begins over in Silver City. This has become a real big event over there, February 7th, and it's an all-day deal, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. If you love chocolate, and who doesn't, it certainly would be worth the drive over to Silver City, just 3 hours east of Tucson, and you will have a wonderful experience, I am very sure. Great places to stay like Gila Hot Springs Ranch, Little Toad Creek Inn, and Bear Mountain Lodge, and wonderful things to do. Check it all out, southwestnewmexico.org. Jack Chalom is with us, the nutrition reporter, and Jack has spent quite a bit of time traveling and photographing over in the land of enchantment.
Yes, I have, and once upon a time, I lived in Albuquerque and Santa Fe. Mm-hmm.
And in fact, your award-winning Nikon calendar photograph is about, I think, depicts White Sands.
You've got a very good memory, Bill.
What month, though, was it?
It was September of last year.
September
and,
last month.
And one of 12 last people year. To have their photographs published on the Nikon Worldwide Calendar.
That is very cool. And that's another part of what you do and photography. And so today, though, we're talking about nutrition. And researchers are linking supplements and diet to lower risk of depression. That's your lead story in the January issue of the Nutrition Reporter.
Yeah, you know, Bill, there are two really interesting studies related to this. The first one was done in Australia, and what the researchers used was curcumin, which is an extract of turmeric root, which is used in Southeast Asian cooking. And they treated people for 8 weeks, giving them 500 milligrams of curcumin twice a day. These were people with major depression. That's the medical term. Major depression is the most severe type of depression. And people got better by the end of this 8-week study. And people with a form called atypical depression, which is characterized by weight gain and excess sleep and extreme fatigue, they did even better on the curcumin supplements. And, you know, why take something like curcumin instead of a prescribed drug? Drugs always have side effects. And the benefits of nutritional therapies is they almost always have side benefits.
How much of the supplement are we talking about?
500 milligrams twice a day. This is, again, something you can find at any natural food or health food store in town. 500 milligrams is just one capsule, typically kind of a soft gel type.
And that is spelled C-U-R-C-U-M-I-N.
Correct.
And it's pronounced?
Curcumin.
Curcumin. A call came in. The caller did not have time to stick around, but we'll, thanks to Ed Alexander, has put it up on my screen. Jack, where are your books available, especially the one about inflammation and fatigue?
Ah, good question.
Both separate books.
Yeah, one, Amazon. Two, you can go to my website, nutritionreporter.com. There's a link there to Amazon. And I forgot to mention this earlier, my presentation Saturday at Natural Grocers is on my book, The Inflammation Syndrome.
Okay, so that will be the topic of your discussion, which is at 1 o'clock. For folks who are just joining us, we mentioned this at the top of the interview. It's at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday. And again, the location of this new grocer?
7220 East Broadway, southeast corner of Broadway and Kolb.
So folks will have an opportunity not only to meet you, hear you, but you will have some books available?
There are books in the store already.
Good.
And I always like fielding questions from people attending my presentations.
And he also likes fielding questions from you, our listeners. 790-2040 is the Buckmaster Show live line. What's this about in your newsletter about Alzheimer's disease? This was very interesting, that Alzheimer's disease responds to a comprehensive treatment. What type of comprehensive treatment?
Well, this is really a combination of supplements, diet, lifestyle change. This was a small study at a major Alzheimer's research center at the University of California, Los Angeles. And part of the program included eating more fruits and veggies, eliminating simple carbohydrates like white bread and sugary foods, gluten, taking a bunch of supplements like fish oils, vitamin D, coenzyme Q10, incorporating meditation, and other types of stress reduction techniques. There were only 10 people in the study. 9 people benefited significantly from this program. The 10th person had late-stage Alzheimer's and, you know, sorry to say, was really beyond any type of turnaround. 6 of the people in the study had been struggling with work because of memory issues. Some of them were laid off. All 6 were back at work. And those who had been, you know, keeping their job but struggling, their performance improved. Again, this is literally a total lifestyle change type of program. But it led to benefits in people diagnosed with Alzheimer's that no one has seen with any other kind of treatment.
That's pretty much a big huge study, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And so they'll probably do the study with a larger group of people. And one of the difficulties with this type of comprehensive study is getting people to stick with it.
Mm-hmm.
And those nine patients who did so well did stick with the program.
Okay, we had another caller. Again, the caller did not want to go on the air, but Ed, thank you for relaying what the caller wanted to know. And I believe the caller is curious about Sambura, how that is spelled. The one that was I probably mispronounced it just now. That's one of the three recommendations you gave for avoiding the cold and flu.
Yeah.
How do you?
I pronounced it Sambucol.
Sambucol.
S-A-M-B-U-C-O-L. If you go into one of the natural or health food stores in town, the more common name is elderberry.
Black elderberry.
Yeah, and go for the syrup, not the tablets or capsules.
Yeah, it's usually promoted as black elderberry, the original elderberry extract. And again, it's Sambucol. So good question from a listener, because sometimes when you're out driving around, you're listening to the radio and somebody says something that that sounds good and you'd like more information, but you're not quite sure how to spell it. That you had a perspective about what's wrong with a lot of folks like to do these detoxing. It's become a whole industry, really, about dietary habits for detox. Your column Perspectives in the Nutrition Reporter kind of goes after the detox situation.
Yeah, the column was really a response to an article in the British newspaper, The Guardian, which basically poo-pooed the whole concept of detox. And the truth is, we do need a little detox support. We live in a very toxic environment, air pollution, water pollution, and basically our liver and kidneys do the heavy lifting in terms of detoxing all of this nasty stuff we consume. You know, there's pesticides and produce unless you opt for organics. And so, you know, it's interesting. We mentioned N-acetylcysteine in terms of flu protection. That's very big in terms of supporting normal liver function.
Hmm.
And just an aside, every hospital ER stocks N-acetylcysteine for Tylenol overdose.
Really?
And basically the Tylenol, you know, when someone ODs, it destroys the liver. And there's this window when people can take or be prescribed the NAC and the liver will recover.
In your talk about inflammation, what will the bottom line be in the talk on Saturday afternoon at 1?
There are a number of helpful supplements. One is fish oils. Another is a product called Solgar 7. It's an herbal formula. I take it, and I've been taking it for a couple of years because of some pain issues. Vitamin D. You know, we think of that in terms of other benefits, but it seems to really help with low back pain.
And again, we're going to have to wrap it up here with Jack. Jack can be reached at thenutritionreporter.com or Jack Challem, Challem.com.
That's correct, Bill.
And again, for folks who are just joining us, you will be over at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, Saturday.
Natural Grocers, southeast corner, Broadway and Kolb.
We'll see you there. Thank you, Jack.
Thank you, Bill.
Jack Challem coming on our program once a month. We thank him for that. want to remind folks and urge them, if you do need an automobile mechanic for your foreign or domestic car, of course you want the best. Well, I always try to get the best, and I think I can recommend the best in this area, and it is a gentleman by the name of Mike Emery and his team at Perfection Auto Works. I've checked out Mike's operation, which is located at 1046 North Beverly. It's a very convenient Midtown location, one block south of Speedway. You can reach them at perfectionautoworks.com or 323-8650. Coming up this afternoon, 4 Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw, then Wake Up Tucson. Chris and Joe back at it tomorrow morning, 6 to 8. Then from 8 to 9, the Daily Double with Chris DeSimone. And, of course, the Buckmaster Show back with you at 12:04 tomorrow afternoon. Ed Alexander will be engineering and producing for us. Until then, Ed and I wish you a very nice afternoon and evening. Back with you tomorrow.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.